Well, it was one of those great comebacks. In fact, Ricky Stewart said the greatest ever in the Green Machine history. So the captain, Jared Croker, would be very, very happy. G'day, Jared. Great win.
G'day, mate. How are you, mate? Yeah, it was. It was certainly one of the most special moments I've been involved in.
Yeah.
What were you feeling when you were 22-0 down?
Yeah, it wasn't good. The Tigers had a fair breeze behind them in that first half, and we knew if we could fight our way back a little bit and sort of get within two or three tries at least with that breeze in the second half, we'd give ourselves half a chance. So that's all we were thinking at the time. And then once we got up to 22-12, we sort of got a little bit of confidence going into half time, I think.
I reckon I'd be thinking, I don't want to get into that dressing room at half time and hear Ricky if we haven't scored a point yet.
Yeah, it would have been a bit different if it was 22 blot at half time. But like I said, the boys fought their way back with about 15 minutes to go in that second half. We got a couple of tries there and got up to 22-12 and sort of kept ourselves in the fight, I guess, and come off for us in the second half.
Tough conditions. You're up against it at Leichhardt. It was blustery. You had, there was probably, from a kicking point of view, you had the end you wanted to kick to and the other end was difficult. So you got through that.
Yeah, we done all right. They got off to a good start, but that breeze was worth a fair few points in the end.
Not 22 though, mate.
Yeah, well, probably not. But they got a good start on us. But it was tough conditions there. But it was great to be able to go out to Leichhardt again. It was absolutely packed out there. And I've only played there once before, and it was a pretty similar scenario. So it's great to be able to play there. And I love playing there. It's got some good memories for me, and I guess some even better ones now.
Yeah, mate. Your new acquisitions, mate, spearheaded by Frank Paul, the wrecking ball, yesterday. They're fitting in really well.
Yeah, mate. Frankie was one of our best players, I thought. With Paul Vaughan, I thought obviously left
he was
well as well.
He was great. Papali was good.
Massive. Yeah, Joshy was good in the back row again. I thought Blakey Osterman okay against his old club as well. He was copping a fair bit of stick too. Frankie was good. C.S. Soliola's been outstanding. Yep. Mate. Those guys have been great for us. So it's good to have them there, and they're helping a few young fellas out as well. So it's good to have them there.
Ricky Stewart, mate, it's obviously been, I would think, a little intense at times, but he spoke a lot in the aftermath about how tight a bunch of guys he's got and how you're all playing for one another.
Yeah, it's good, mate. He loves the mateship and the camaraderie, I guess you could say, with Sticky. It's something he's really big on, and it's something he's been trying to develop into us for the last sort of 18 months, and it's really starting to pay off, I guess. There's probably only been the one game this year that we haven't really been in. So the boys are out there fighting hard for each other, and we're great mates off the field, so it makes it a lot easier.
And, mate, as Slats mentioned, you had to travel away from Canberra. You had to go to Leichhardt Oval, which can be intimidating, and the Tigers love playing there. Now, next week, it's just another challenge, isn't it, mate? 4 p.m., Sunday, Arvo. You got the Rabbitohs up at Barlow Park.
Yeah, it's going to be, it doesn't get much tougher, does it, the Bunnies away? But, we'll have a look at the video and, work something out, I guess. But we've had a little bit of a, the couple of games we've played away from home, we've got away a little bit. We've tended to go on all right. I think we're going up to Cairns on Thursday, so it'll be a good opportunity for the boys to get away for a few days and have a bit of a break, I guess, and build towards the Bunnies. Because if we get up there and play like we have been the last couple of weeks and give it a real show, then who knows what can happen.
Jared, with reading about the five tackles in a set towards the end for the Tigers. From a player's perspective, when you're going through your set, I mean, the ref's counting each tackle, aren't they? Yeah. So I'm intrigued as to how they only counted five.
Yeah, well, I didn't obviously know that until after the game, but it was pretty tough there. There was nearly 14,000 Tigers fans hanging from the roofs, absolutely screaming, so... it makes it, I didn't hear anything. I actually made the tackle on Chris Lawrence, and all I knew was I thought it was last tackle just because of all the calls and that. But obviously Chris didn't hear it, otherwise he probably would have kicked it. So it's a tough one there, but you're going to get those mistakes too, I guess. So yeah, there's not much you can really do about that, I guess.
Jason Taylor wasn't blaming the ref at all for the loss. He said they got what they actually deserved in the end. So, it's on. And, mate, those kickoffs, I mean, you were scoring tries. You scored 5 unanswered tries. And Pat Richards were launching those reached.
That's what they are.
Everyone thinking, please don't kick it to me. Don't kick it to me. Like, it was going a mile in the air.
Oh, we scored tries and we were going to take the 2 points there when it was 22-all, and a few boys were saying, don't take the 2 because then we're going to catch a kickoff. So it was pretty tough there. There was one stage there where I think he just tried to kick it long and didn't even try to do it short, but it just still held up.
Yeah.
The same thing. It was that windy. So, they were pretty tough. I thought we handled most of them okay. They got a couple back, though. So it was, we done okay there, but yeah, which was pretty tough out there. Yeah.
Dane Tilts made a good send off.
Yeah, it was. Tilsy deserved that, mate. He got a good send off in Canberra last week for his 200th and his final home game, and unfortunately we couldn't get the win against Melbourne. But someone like Tilsy, who's done such a great amount for the club, he deserved to be sent off like that yesterday. So I think the big fella gets on a plane to Savo, so he's literally straight out of here. But he's going to be sorely missed. The big fella, he's been around for a long time, and he's ever since I've made I started playing here, he's always been here. So he's a club legend, and it's great to send him off that way.
You must have given him a little send off yesterday. Last night? No?
No, we didn't. He stayed in Sydney with his
of course.
With his daughter and family and that. So we had a few dinners. He actually had more send offs than John Farnham. We had about 3 dinners for him. We're actually having a dinner this week to celebrate him gone.
He's not even there. good stuff.
No, it was good.
Yeah, good. Mate, it's well on done, again, mate. As we mentioned. Well done on that. You've had 3 wins, so you're in touch with still making. I mean, it's a long season to go, but you're certainly in touch with everyone making the moves as far as the NRL is concerned. And good luck at Barlow Park up there in Cairns, 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon against South Sydney Rabbitohs, Jared.
No worries. Thanks, guys.